Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today we continue the popcorn story as told by the six-year-old boy that we did last week. He said, when we got home, Dad was all smiles and soon Mama was too, especially when he gave her one of the nickels. Surely those two coins, not even genuine, could mean little in the family's fortune. Yet those nickels represented a tiny spark of independence and hope during those dismal days. Mama fixed us lunch, and then Dad and I were off again, this time pulling the sled up valley. I assumed that we would buy popcorn at Cooper's store and return home. I was shocked when Dad asked for two plugs of horseshoe chewing tobacco. Dad didn't chew. Imagine wasting a whole nickel on two plugs of chaw. We left the store and headed upriver instead of down towards home. I did summon the courage to ask Dad where we were going now. I was much relieved when he smiled down. Why, we're going to get that popcorn, son, he said. We trudged on for about 3 miles along the snowy, empty road. I rode in the sled box most of the way. Finally, Dad turned into a snow-fenced driveway. Is the popcorn here, Daddy? Yes, it is. Will they sell us some, Daddy? We didn't come to buy, son. We came to swap. Mr. Lyle chews tobacco. I figure he's been out of chewing about as long as everyone's been out of cash. We were welcomed. The old man and his wife had plenty of warning to our approach. I liked the matronly Mrs. Lyle immediately. She fussed over me, giving me cookies and milk at the warm kitchen stove. In the meantime, Dad and Mr. Lyle were visiting in front room of the house. I may have fallen asleep. I remember next the jovial mood and Mr. Lyle and Dad shaking hands. I was surprised to see the sled box holding a big gunny sack that was chock full of unshelled corn cobs. Mr. Lyle had a wad of chaw inside his cheek. All I could think of was that I would now have to walk those long miles back home because the sled was full. Dad soon saw how tired I was. He swung me up and carried me on his shoulders while he pulled the sled. And he talked to me about the big bowl of popcorn we would have that night and plenty of apples with it, while he trudged back home along the empty snowy road in the deepening evening gloom. That was a wonderful day. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.